Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Boxing Organization's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez, which you probably already knew that. Open phone lines around the planet. We're talking boxing, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, as always, the guilt-free, no commitment. That's right, no commitment. Text line. Of course, that number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, week in and week out, folks, this show has been brought to you by, for years, by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, Paco Barcarcel. But Paco didn't start the WBO. The man that started the WBO, we might guess on the other side of this first break. I'm talking about Luis Batiste South. He's a tremendous man, former politician. He just basically tells it like it is, and he tells why there was a need for the WBO. Obviously, the World Boxing Organization stands alone as far as clarity in the world of professional boxing. I kid you not. Pat Russell, a boxing referee I don't always get along with, but he and I come to the same conclusion that when it comes to sanctioning bodies, there's the other guys, and then when there's the clarity and the cleanness and the above-the-board stuff, there's the WBO. Straight up, the WBO is a class act, no doubt about that, and I'm fortunate to have them sponsor me for as long as I have. Thank you, Francisco Barcarcel, and, of course, Mr. Salas as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Online, they're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
This next interview I cut as we were leaving Cuba. We're leaving Cuba. We're actually going to the Bahamas, and the Bahamas didn't work out, so we're on a cruise ship. And I got the man that started the WBO. I'm talking about Luis Batista Salas. I got him alone and personal. And guess what? He was riveting. Great interview. Let's hear from the man that started the WBO 30 years ago. Now, before we get interrupted there, I asked you why you felt the need for the WBO. And you said there was corruption on the part of the WBA and the WBC and things like that. Can you expand on that?
Well, you know, boxing was a sport that was run by promoters, by corruption in the main parts of the organization. And I believe that boxing is something that you have to give to the needy, to the guys on the street, to the boys that have a dream and doesn't have anything in life and have to fight for it. You know, violence comes with the package, with every human being. What you need to do with violence, instead of letting them have violence in the streets, fighting for drugs, killing each other, is show them how to fight, show them how to protect themselves, show them how to have integrity in the sports, and fight in a boxing match, you know? And that will give them something to live with for him, for his family, for his country, for his society. Make somebody can be a loss to society in the crime factor, become a champ, a world champ, you know? And that's great. That's why I believe that boxing is a great sport. In ancient words, people fight each other in Rome and kill each other, you know? In the Colosseum, they kill each other. We don't kill each other. We just show them how to fight, show them how to defend themselves, show them how to kick themselves after the fight, to be friendly, and to make a living in boxing, in what they have in their package, violence, you know. What they have in the package, do it right.
Structured violence.
Right.
Boxing was an integral part of my life. I mean, what was funny is that when the guys were out 9:30 at night on a Friday night, and I had to run the next morning at 5:30, they would say to me, "Hey, don't you got to run tomorrow?" I go, yeah. "No, get in the house now." Oh, yeah. And it was reverse peer pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Luis, it was reverse peer pressure. They didn't want me failing. They'd get back in the house. So it helped me, and it helped the community. There's no doubt about it. When you look at the boxing as a whole now, the fact that it's not a mainstream sport like it was 25 or 30 years ago, is that because we lack a certain superstar? Is that because the dilution of sports and the fact there's so many different sports and so many different television entities and things like that?
The problem is that, you know, we have some things that coming up to the sports. Very soon, we'll see people fighting bears, lions, in a cage. Now we are seeing people fighting people in a cage, you know. So we're going back. When you're growing old, you're going back. And we are seeing that with society.
Off subject question, going back, Are you surprised that the Ku Klux Klan has made a comeback in 2017?
I'm very surprised.
And is backed by the president?
Very surprised. Very surprised. Well, you know, things change. The more things change, the more equal they are. So I think that everything comes again and comes again and comes again. Ku Klux Klan is going to come again and it's going to die again, you know. But people have to realize what we are being attacked with.
But people don't read. And if they don't, unfortunately, Alan Dulles said that back in 1964.
I know. But you know what? We are not going back. There's one or two leaders who think that that's the right thing to do. But people, in his own self, believes in them, in Christ, in family. Forget about religion, in family, in what is good and what is bad. Everybody knows that. And no matter what, good is better than bad.
Thank you, sir. Perfect way to end it.
Luis Batiste Salas on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank you so much for that interview. You know what? The WBO has been, can I say this? They're just a class act. They really are. I mean, when it comes to the sanctioned bodies, I'll say it time and time and time again. There's no backroom deals here. When you rate guys in the WBO, they're rated out in front of everybody. There's no backroom deals. Nobody's getting cigars. Nobody's getting hookers. Nobody's getting money. There's no envelopes being passed around. The bottom line is, if you want clarity in the world of professional boxing, you have it if you're a member of the World Boxing Organization. I am so lucky. Speaking of the WBO, the WBO champion, of course, the heavyweight title holder, Joseph Parker out of New Zealand, is going to be taking on Anthony Joshua. Looks like this fight is set. It's done. They just haven't got the exact date. I think the latest date it will be is April the 7th, but it could be any of the three Saturdays before that, I'm told. Anyway, bottom line is Parker and Joshua going to do it either in London or Wales. They haven't made up their mind yet. If he does it in Wales, it's 80,000 people. If he does it in Wembley Stadium, it's like 90,000 people. Only 10,000 difference. Bottom line is he is the hottest attraction pound for pound in the world of athletics. You cannot tell me another athlete right now that can go out there and command 100,000 people to show up and watch him perform. You can't. I mean, Mike Tyson couldn't do it when he was champion back in the day. But think about that. Think about that. Ali never got 100,000 people into an arena. I mean, he did great crowds over in Africa, things like that. But I'm talking about, like, you know, big, huge, you know, Julio Cesar Chavez had like 300,000 or 400,000 people in a stadium, things like that. But Ali never had that many people in a stadium. Just never happened, okay? This guy is a special guy. Anthony Joshua is special. 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I've been telling you for a long time. He is the real deal. He and Joseph Parker, they're going to clash for a lot of the belts, three or four belts, of course. And then I guess we're going to eventually have a heavyweight champion with all the belts. That is, I think, the goal of Joshua and the other champion. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, the World Boxing Council champion. Of course, the WBC title holder out of Mobile, Alabama. Of course, that boxing hotbed, the mecca that it is. He's like 39-0, 38 knockouts or something like that. Good-looking guy. I mean, he is an offensive machine. He likes to fight. He likes to rumble. He likes to roll. And right now, it's up in the air as to whether he's going to do battle with Luis Ortiz. Of course, Luis Ortiz, King Kong Ortiz, the undefeated Cuban, who's tested positive not once but twice for anabolic steroids. What do we call him on this show? Flintstone vitamins, baby. Flintstone vitamins. So King Kong's a piece of doo-doo in my mind. You can't cheat like that. You just can't cheat like that. Combat sports, man, athletics, steroids, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and SB Nation Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Wow, I'm looking at the boxing headlines right now. It looks like the fight's set for the rematch. We'll talk about Gennady Golovkin, Triple G undefeated, of course, and Mr. Once Beaten, Canelo Alvarez. The World Middleweight Championship hangs in the balance. Looks like it's going to take place on May, in the May Cinco de Mayo weekend of 2018. Now let's take it to Las Vegas, Nevada, the boxing capital of the world, and bring in one of our great guys to talk about John Signorelli. John, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Pedro, and all the listeners.
Great. Fantastic. Now let's talk about King Kong Ortiz for a second, man. Can you take him seriously? I mean, we talked about this before, but in the week that's transpired, Deontay Wilder's reached out to him again. Why is Wilder so intent on fighting the most dangerous guy out there?
I think because Wilder, and rightfully so, feels cheated by a lot of guys pulling out because of steroids. And that's got to be a very frustrating look for Deontay Wilder because he's trying to make his name. And I tell you what, he's an awesome fighter to watch. I mean, the last fight, of course, Stavern trained for like a cupcake-eating competition. He looked terrible. It was terrible condition for a heavyweight world title fight. But I think Deontay Wilder wants these guys because he feels like he's owed those victories to get on his resume so he gets the hype like an Anthony Joshua does.
Well, that's the best of luck to him. He didn't have the Olympic gold medal. I mean, that's what sort of like that's what propelled Joshua. That and the fact that the entire country is behind him, man. He can get some people in the state of Alabama to get behind him. But we're talking about an entire country, Johnny. I'm going to ask you: when's the last time an athlete could command 90 to 100,000 people to show up to an event?
what an event that was. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. I mean, you know, football does tremendous numbers. Soccer.
No, but that's a team. That's a team.
That's a team.
I'm asking about one athlete.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, bro. Never seen it. You know, that atmosphere was unlike anything I've ever seen. And the best part about Anthony Joshua and his story as he comes to this rise that he's on is that he's a hell of an awesome guy, a gentleman, a sportsman, you know, charismatic, and he's what is so good for the sport of boxing. I always say if the heavyweight division's good, boxing's going to be great. You know, it puts us back on the map.
And he's not hard to look at either.
Nah, he's a handsome dude, man. You know, yeah. Ladies love him. Apparently, he's not doing too bad out there mowing him down. You know what I mean?
Evidently, he snatched Amir Khan's wife. Did you read that?
That's what I was.
Yeah, I see. Here's what's up. I tried to lead Johnny down the path here, folks, and he wouldn't go for it. He wouldn't bite on it.
I wanted to open it up a little bit. If you wanted to go in that direction, we could go there. I said, you know what, I'm gonna let Pete lead this one, and I'll follow him.
Okay. Evidently, a few weeks ago, Amir Khan, who used to be a junior welterweight title holder, has a bad chin. But he was a stellar 135-pounder. I mean, as an amateur, he was probably one of the best in the world, no doubt about it. But his chin did not transform to the professional ranks. Is that a good way to put it, Johnny?
Best assessment there is. I mean, his hand speed was phenomenal. His chin wasn't very good, and his defense was kind of whack. If you're not going to have a good chin, you got to pin it up. You know, I question Roy Jones. He's a similar guy with tremendous hand speed, but I think down the stretch it proved that his chin might have not been the best. And if you could crack that egg with the defense being down, as Amir Khan, you know, had dropped his hands a lot, especially after throwing jabs and whatnot, you know, if you get chin checked and you don't have a chin, you can get checked.
John Signorello is our guest. Roy Jones, let me tell you about the Roy Jones syndrome. 1984, Ray Leonard and I are having lunch. I think we're in Concord, California, Pleasant Hill, California, somewhere up here in Northern California. We have the Olympic trials in 1980. I think it was 88 Olympic trials. 84 Olympic trials. 88 Olympic trials. So when Roy Jones is the star, okay? And Ray Leonard's telling him, I said, so what's up, Ray? Who are you going after? Because he had a promotional company at the time. He said, oh, I'm thinking about Roy. He goes, you know, Roy's probably the best fighter. He goes, but Roy got a glass jaw, Pedro.
There it is.
I said, I said, what, Ray? What? He goes, yeah, man, he got a glass jaw. He goes, he's been knocked out in the gym with the big gloves on, and I mean snoring.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, the difference, yeah.
Wait, I told him, so I said, really? He goes, yeah. So anyway, I said that to a couple of people, and it was like 8 or 10 years before Roy Jones would be knocked out. But once he was knocked out, he was knocked out repeatedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Head hitting the canvas, whatnot. I think what happened with him, too, a little different from the Amir Khan thing, is that with Roy, he's a, you know, a reflex fighter. And once that starts to diminish, those attributes start to go away, that's when you start getting nailed. Like, he couldn't get out of the way and see things like the way he used to see him, or he might have seen him coming, but he just couldn't escape them as slick as he used to, and hence why he got caught. Amir Khan was never that kind of mover that a Roy is or an Ali is or that type of boxer,
David,
and hence why I think he got crushed more.
Does David Tua fit in that realm, too? Because, you know, when he was at 220, he could close the gap on those big, tall guys. When he went to 235, he couldn't do it.
Do you remember what he did to John Ruiz when he leaped in there?
Yeah, I do remember.
That left hook was like the size of the ring. He leaped from like one side. That was one of the most. And then on the way down, he took this. I was like, oh my God, I think David Tua just killed John Ruiz. Like, I expect, because Tua was a nasty puncher. But yes, I agree. I think when the legs go, or some kind of form of athleticism that starts to slip with your attributes, obviously the decline is there. And it's just, you know, the reflexes aren't right anymore.
No doubt about that. Speaking of reflexes, we have a heavyweight champion who is, an astute athlete. We talked about how he seems to have his act together outside the ring. He is a player as well. But he and Wilder, that's going to be for all the marbles. But Wilder's got to realize he's the B-side of the record. Does he realize that?
He doesn't realize that. He's requesting a lot of money. He knows that there's going to be, like you said, 100,000 seats filled. And there's going to be a lot of money to go around for a lot of people. But there's no doubt that Anthony Joshua is the provider of this event in terms of its interest. So he's going to have to come to terms and understand that, hey, guess what? If you win, or if you, you know, save face enough to have a rematch, we can negotiate higher numbers. But unfortunately, Wilder's just not the name. And even if he did fight, you know, the people that he was supposed to that got nailed on steroids and whatnot, he would not be that guy. Even if it was in stellar fashion, those victories, there's just something special about certain athletes. And Anthony Joshua is one of those special guys that come along, a generation, once a generation, and just captivates people. And I believe it will happen over here, too. He's just way too charismatic and good for it not to happen.
You know, the HBO spent about $35 million on the Klitschkos, and they could never convince the public that there was more than one. I mean, it was like a weird, weird thing. Why did HBO fail to get those guys across? And was it HBO failing, or was it just the Klitschkos?
I think it's a combination of both. I think the afternoon televised broadcast on Saturdays didn't help. I think the fact they always fought in very boring foreign places where the audiences were packed, but it was quiet. The environment just didn't feel like big fight, you know, hype. When you saw what Joshua was doing, again, to bring him up, it was like a party. It was a celebration. People were cheering. Whenever you saw the Klitschko fights, it was very – by the time they walked into the ring, 45 minutes after, you know, trying to get from the locker room to the ring, I was like half asleep on the couch. And I'm a huge boxing guy. So I could just imagine the average person being like, man, this is dull. And then when you see the type of boring affairs they were in, for the most part, with the exception of the Brewster fight, Lamont Brewster fight, Corey Sanders with Vitaly, you know, of course the great Vitaly-Lennox fight, but they were few and far in between. And I think a lot of people just remember those more duller affairs. So I think it's a combination of both.
Boxing writer Johnny Signorelli is our guest, folks. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, we have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've also got the guilt-free text line. Guilt-free, no commitment. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Back to Wilder. Unbeaten, Mobile, Alabama. Does he have the skills to rock and roll with Joshua, or are they in different ballparks?
He's got the power, I tell you that. He's got that natural power. And it's crazy where it comes from because he's got very small legs. I see a lot of flaws in Wilder. I love his personality. I think he's great for the sport. I love his explosive power. Anything can happen at one moment, at any moment, I should say, in a fight. But I think in the skill category, he's got some flaws that might catch up to him in this fight. And that's the hands down. It drives me crazy. And when he throws, he flails a little bit. He gets a little sloppy in there. And Anthony Joshua can punch, bro. Like, this is a different level of heavyweights that we're looking at here in terms of power. Very big guys. And I think if he makes a mistake, Joshua can make him pay tremendously. As much as I like Wilder, I respect him to death. I go Joshua by KO under 7 in this
thing. Okay, how come when heavyweights, and maybe you can explain this to us, how come when heavyweights throw combinations, they go a little crazy? I mean, Klitschko tried to throw combinations like a welterweight and got tired doing it. But why is it that when the bigger guys try to throw these combinations, it just doesn't work? Is it size?
I think Holyfield nailed it in the 90s when he described some taller guys. Until we saw guys like maybe Riddick Bowe and Lennox, of course, who had just better technique and balance. But, you know, I mean, look at Lennox's trainer. I mean, the best ever, you know, Manny Stewart. But, you know, when he came in with him. But I think it's a balance thing. I think they just lose their center of gravity a little bit. Or it's when you know you have that kind of firepower. And you know, if you could just touch someone, you just, you know, hit their face, you're gonna floor them because you have such a belief in it. So it's like going for broke in a lot of ways.
Wow. John Signorelli is our guest, folks. We have open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I got to ask you, Johnny, did you buy the Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight?
No, thankfully, I was in New Jersey visiting a friend, and he bought it, and I bought the beer over. So I didn't have to pay a dime for that thing.
Why was it only a 6-1 fight when it should have been? I mean, if Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson were 40-1, why wasn't Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather 100-1?
Well, the money came in tremendously, and I know the Westgate over here takes huge, enormous bets. I don't think there's even a cap on what they'll take, if I'm not mistaken. From what I read, at least, you know. But there was a huge amount of money coming in for McGregor that week, like astronomical amounts. And then someone would balance it out with the Mayweather, kind of neutralize it a little bit. But I think that it's enormous bets coming in and people really having this belief. And during that time, I would just look at people and smile. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because I really didn't think that McGregor had a chance. I respect him. I respect
hold
him.
That, hold that thought. You are tuned to the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're tuned to Sports Byline on SB Nation Radio Sports. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we are talking combat sports right now, and nothing like the world of boxing, of course. The sweet science. And why is it the sweet science? Because it's, believe me, it's a science, but it is sweet. And it's got a sting as well. Sort of like, I won't go in there. Anyway, the bottom line is John Signorelli is our guest, of course, to come to us from the city of Sin, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City, baby. Hey, do you see Sin City Richie Jones at all? Do you know who he is?
I know who he is, but I've never met him, Pedro.
Never met him, huh?
Never met him. He's a historian, right?
Yeah, do you guys have any, are there any boxing events in town anymore? Like any small-time boxing events where people used to get together and, like, you know, like, mingle?
The D is the spot right now. I went to one card out there. Sometimes Roy Jones hosts it. I know that, I want to say FS1 does something with maybe, no, I don't think it's Premier Boxing. No, CBS Sports, I'm sorry, that's who it is. And in affiliation with Roy Jones most of the time. They do some shows over there. Not bad, nice little setup, outdoors usually. So I don't think we'll be seeing one until probably about the spring or summer now that it's winter.
All right, it's time to get blunt with Johnny Sig. Al Haymon, good or bad?
Both. I mean, you know, if you're certain fighters, very good. I mean, you get to fight once a year, get rich, and you get to get Lamborghinis and Ferraris like Donna Stevenson or something like that. Or, you know, you're waiting around, waiting for your dates like Danny Jacobs, who brilliantly broke out of that contract and went to HBO because he wants to fight three times a year. And, you know, I like the idea and the vision of the PBC. I think it's going to be executed better by ESPN, the leader in sports, getting boxing back on, you know, and basic cable in a sense. But I think he's got to be a little bit bad because we got such a great stable of fighters in the PBC, but these guys sit on a bench you know, holding a number like they're at the deli counter waiting for their number to get called to get a fight. And you know, I don't see that as a good thing. So,
you know what, John? I think they've got to go back to a Tuesday night fight. I really think.
Yeah, I agree.
A steady every week Tuesday night fight. You know, USA Cable had great ratings, but this this female CEO took over, came in and took over, and she wanted to get rid of boxing. She wanted to get rid of wrestling. I think she made wrestling buy their time. She made wrestling.
I tell you, I bought the USA. I saw the infomercial 3 years ago. The Tuesday night fight recap, best of knockouts. Oh my God, what a great purchase! One of the best $50 I've ever spent.
Wow, I you know what? Now I remember that they did have something like that going on. But yeah, Sean O'Grady and one of the Albert brothers, they were...
one of the Alberts, yeah, but was it... Which one? Was it Marv? No.
Steve.
Yeah. They were great, man.
Hey, I have a blast with me. You know, Sean and I did some TV together in San Jose one time, and he had to use a lot of notes, okay? And I'm not a note guy, I mean, at all. You know that. I sit down, let's go. Okay, no notes.
Doing your show, man. It's nice and loose and freestyle.
Yeah, so exactly. Kind of freestyle it. So anyway, he was all doing the notes, and the guy got knocked out while he was reading one of his scripts. Boom!
Ouch.
I mean, like, knocked out. And I go, Sean, did you see that? And he looks up from reading, and the guy's flat.
Yeah.
San Jose Civic Auditorium. Anyway, that's why I held the knockout record there for like 30 years, and then some clown went in there and broke it, not once, but twice.
No kidding, man.
Yeah, I had 12 seconds, baby, and some dude went in there and did it in 8. I said, damn.
That's a good look.
Yeah, and then some other guy came in there and did it like in 7.
I got it in reverse. I got stopped as an amateur once in 15 seconds, so that's a different bragging title I got. But
yeah, but, you know, everybody gets hammered, man. I mean, there's nobody that's
shot,
been...
Pete, it was a body shot, man. The kid hit me so quickly and so good. And he hit me right in my liver, and I couldn't breathe. My soul was hurt. Everything was hurt. It was just such a damaging thing. But the most important thing is I fought again. I did okay, and I learned my lesson to tuck in the elbow and protect the rib cage and the liver area. But
wait.
I mean, that kid was good, dude.
Hands up, elbows in, chin down.
That's right, baby.
Feet in position at all times.
That's right. That's why some of these guys we talk about drive me crazy, because I love their talent. But you got to watch, man. One punch, even at, you know, anywhere above 160 pounds, I believe, is very respectable power. Although we've seen great power at 147, De La Hoya's, Trinidad to the world, etc. But I mean, if you're walking around, you're fighting at that weight. These boys got some strength, so you got to definitely protect yourself. One punch could take you out. Doesn't have to be a heavyweight.
John Signorella is our guest, folks. The esteemed John Signorella, Johnny Sig, I call him. Talk about is the biggest disappointment of the year going to be Chocolito?
Man, that was a crushing knockout, wasn't it?
No, the first fight was. I mean, all those people that said the first fight was controversial and close and that kind of good stuff. I didn't go with that, man.
The second one.
That Thai guy comes. Listen, if I ever wanted to hire somebody to beat somebody up, I would hire him.
Oh, he came in nasty, didn't he, dude?
That's it.
I mean,
he's nasty.
I was frozen. There's certain moments that, you know, that are so impactful, like that are just like you freeze. Like when I saw Joshua nail Klitschko with that uppercut, I'm like, did that really happen? Did he just really take that shot? And I tell you what, when Sarungvisai came in and took out Chocolatito, like that, like he was going after his wallet, or like, you know, he was trying to get his lunch money. It was ridiculous, bro. Like I couldn't believe the impact of that knockout, and it was tough to watch when you see revered guys, and it questions, you know, like it's like, wow, you almost can't believe you just saw that, because they put these people on such a high level, like a superstar level or a superhero, if you will. And then you see him get crushed, and it's weird.
Johnny, here's what's up. Humberto Chiquita Gonzalez was undefeated. I think he was like 38-0. He took on Rolando Pascual, who was a 101 underdog out of the Philippines. It was for the WBC 108-pound title down at the L.A. Forum. And we all flew in. I think Jack Fisk and I came down. We came down from San Francisco to see this great Mexican fighter, this incredible fighter, the whole nine yards. And he quit like a dog. He quit. He wasn't in shape, and then he just quit about the fifth or sixth round. So you see me standing up on the ring apron telling him, seriously, John, get your ass up. The AP photograph shows me standing on the apron screaming at him.
I don't blame you. And when you mentioned about disappointments, and I'm not sure if you said of the year or in general, Riggo comes to mind. And when you said quit, Riggo comes to mind again. That was a disappointment just because what happened there other than the fact that he just bailed? I mean, like I said last week on the radio, the only time he used his hand was to touch gloves at the beginning of the fight. He didn't hit any. So I don't understand what happened there.
Johnny, you have to realize this, okay? He was in a no-win situation. He was facing a guy that was much, much bigger than him, probably much better, had better talent than him, okay? Was faster than him. I mean, hit harder than him. I mean, I keep going. Yeah. Was younger than him. I mean, I keep going and going and going. There were so many disadvantages there for Rigondeaux. I mean, give Guillermo some credit that he took the fight. He got a payday. He got a payday, and he pulled a Bruce the Mouse Strauss way to get out. Okay, so
of course,
you know, and I really don't want to see him getting his head handed to him and having brain damage later just because of the fact he didn't quit in this one fight. See my point?
Yeah, I got your point 100%. In a lot of ways, I wish a lot of fighters were cognizant enough. I mean, you don't want to see them quit. You know, it's breaking the cardinal rule and stuff like that. You want to, you know, at least see them give them a valiant effort and stuff like that. But then there's times where guys are too brave, or, you know, for their own good. I mentioned Wama again last week, too. I mean, that's going to be a sad story forthcoming, you know, in the near future if he continues. And even if he doesn't, I mean, the residual effect.
No. Him and Wilfred Benitez need to go hold hands together, my fellow Puerto Ricans. Speaking of guys that probably need to walk away, Carl Frampton, 24-1, will take on Nonito Donaire, 38-4, 24 wax, April 7th. Looks like this fight's going to go down on maybe Showtime or in the U.K., and they aren't saying as Northern Ireland. Anyway, Donaire is the opponent on the road now?
I think so. I mean, Frampton, kind of diminished a little bit, in my opinion. I was pretty psyched on him, and then, he's kind of going flat on me. I don't know. Donaire's like, you know, savvy. He's got pop. You know, we talked again about last week, you know, when he did in, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. The fighter. So, anyway. that was amazing. When he had Victor Chinian.
There. Victor Chinian, yeah.
And he was totally on Queer Street. He had no idea where it was, even though he got hit. That's how bad it was.
No, don't say Queer Street. That's a slam to Queers. He was on, I was trying to have some fun there. Anyway, I was trying to have some fun. Shannon Briggs is going to try to fight at the age of 46. Didn't they suspend him for steroids in 2017?
They did. He was supposed to fight for a title. Wasn't he supposed to fight Fresno Quendo for like a WBA World Championship, if I'm not mistaken?
You know what? I'm not sure, but I think I did a card with Fresno Quendo in another country for some reason. Yeah. But Briggs, 60-6. 53 KOs. You know, I used to have him on the radio back in the 80s and the 90s, and he was a young kid, and he had a Jewish manager out of the New York City area and New Jersey area, and they were training him at the Jewish Community Center. I mean, the whole nine yards. I mean, he was in like Flint, man. And I don't know what happened, but he seemed to be a rational guy, a guy with decent intellect, and he was articulate and this and that. And then he's 46 years old, and you look at him now, he's a physical mess.
Well, yeah, his Instagram is interesting, especially when he followed around Klitschko on both, Klitschko off the surf. I mean, I had a lot of fun with it. It's funny to watch, but, you know, I mean, where is it going? It kind of got him, it talked his way into somewhat of a fight that was supposed to be notable, but you get pinched on roids, that's it. You can't fight, you know, and obviously, you look at a guy that big, that old, and he's still getting in physical condition and stuff like that, and it has that kind of energy. That's not natural. You know he's definitely doing something, and I hate to assume, but there is no assumption. He got nailed. So, the whole time, to be honest, I knew, though.
Johnny, who is Dillian White?
Dillian White? Who is that? Why do I know that?
He's
name?
A number 7 ranked heavyweight out of the UK. Looks like he's going to hook up with Big Daddy Lucas Brown. Can Lucas Brown fight?
Oh, Dillian. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard you wrong. Dillian White. Lucas Brown could fight a little bit. I think so. I'd like to see him more, you know. That could be an interesting fight because that's like the bottom of like the barrel type of heavyweights that could kind of break into the top five because we got a nice little division right there. You know, we got Joe Parker, we got Pulev, even though he lost to Klitschko. And like you mentioned before, Ortiz, and sitting on top of that, Joshua and Wilder. So that would be a good, interesting fight to see who kind of fits in that conversation.
Why is it if the biggest fight of 2018 is Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, the buzz, why is there no buzz?
I don't. That's a good question, man. In my opinion, you know, what I want to see, obviously, is the Joshua Wilder one. I think that could be a good one. But I think because some people were disappointed in the first encounter, and The decision was a little whack for some people. I did have Triple G winning probably by about a point or two. It was a very competitive, good tactical fight, more tactical than most people wanted it to be, I believe. Some people thought it could have been a Gotti Ward type of situation, but I never saw that going in. I knew it was going to be a tactical, a good tactical fight. So I think that's what it is. I think people are a little flat from the first impression of it.
January 20th, Showtime, Errol Spence unbeaten. Errol Spence Jr. taking on Lamont Peterson. Is Spence the real deal?
Absolutely. I got him at my pound-for-pound list in the definite top five. I think he's wonderful. I love watching the kid. I love the way he broke Cal Brock recently. He's showing all the physical attributes that I like to see in a fighter. And now that Terrence Crawford's moved up to that division as well, I'd like to see Terrence maybe get a couple more 147 fights underneath his belt and at some point see Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford match up. I think that would be a tremendous war.
You know, a lot of people are marveled at the fact that Crawford was able to dominate at 140, but between 140 and 147, there's a world of difference. Believe me, I went up from 140 to 147. It is like, yikes, it's a long, long ways to go up. Sometimes you go up, and guess what? It's not all that good. Is there a guarantee in 15 or 20 seconds here, Johnny, that he can make it at 147?
That's why I said I want to see him take on some of like the lesser guys there, or some guys that have notable name, like, you know, a Porter or who was a rough fighter, or Matisse, or even a Jeff Horn. Give me something to see the stability of the 147 weight, and then I'll feel confident enough to throw him in with a guy like Spence.
Johnny Signorelli on SB Nation and Sports Byline Radio. Johnny, take care.
Thank you, Pedro. Happy holidays, everyone.
Right in the midst of the college football bowl season. Of course, we're still approaching the big New Year's Day bowl games and the BCS playoff. But coming up this Saturday, you've got Louisville and their fine quarterback Lamar Jackson against 23rd-ranked Mississippi State. Both teams there, 8-4. That's at the Tax Slayer Bowl. And I love the name of some of these bowl games. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Iowa State at 7-5 against a 10-2 Memphis team, Memphis number 20 in the country. You've got the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. That's a good matchup with two good teams, number 11 Washington at 10-2 against the Penn State Nittany Lions at 10-2 also. And then it's Miami versus Wisconsin in the Capital One Orange Bowl. Those games all come up on Saturday. We'll talk about them on College Sports Insiders Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm Pat Olson.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Talking heavyweights in the world of boxing, Anthony Joshua, 20-0, 20 wax, baby. Alexander Povetkin, how many times has he tested positive for steroids? Once, twice, maybe three times. 33-1. Deontay Wilder, 39-0. Of course, Luis Ortiz, 28-0. Wow, Luis Ortiz, King Kong, baby with the steroids. Tony Bellew, 28-2-1. Kubrat Pulov, 28-1, 25-1. Joseph Parker, of course, unbeaten in 24 fights. Well, that sort of brings you to the top 8 or 10 of the heavyweight division now. We've got Parker and Joshua going probably in March or April. Of course, that'll set up the fight with Deontay Wilder down the road. But Wilder and wants to hook it up with Ortiz. Wilder and Ortiz is a good fight, especially if Ortiz is being watched as far as his steroid consumption is concerned. But still, man, I've got a problem with guys that are talented and need to cheat. I never needed to cheat. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, you know what cheating was to me, fans, listeners? You know what cheating was to me? It's coffee. Coffee before a fight. When my mother would sneak a cup of coffee into the dressing room for me, that was my drug. That was me sneaking something in there. That was me doing something I thought that was not so cool. My body was a temple. I couldn't imagine putting steroids or performance-enhancing drugs or anything like that in my body. Come on, man. Just doesn't work. But yet again, today, for the money, for the event, see, the ends justifies the means. That's what's going on here. In other words, if you can make a couple $1 million, so what if you throw your body off? So what if you die 10 years earlier? Don't these guys realize that steroids are not a joke? That steroids, anabolic steroids, the use and the abuse of anabolic steroids bring people to horrible endings? I don't even want to get into it, get all the nightmares as far as wrestling and steroids are concerned, but you know what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, performance-enhancing drugs don't belong in the world of sports, not even professional wrestling. I kid you not. Look what happened with Chris Benoit. Anyway, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. We're talking combat sports, baby.